everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name's Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And, Orion, guess what?
What's going on?
It's my birthday month.
Ooh!
Oh, shit, nigga.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means my birthday's this month.
Well, yeah.
And everybody should love me extra this month. You should always love me, but you should love me extra just, this month.
Just this month.
And you should send me things.
Like money? Like
well, money. Pretty much exclusively money, because I'm not going to give you my address because I don't trust you creeps listening to me talk on the internet. What are you doing with your lives? but yes, so praise me.
Yes.
I'm going to be 29. I'm inching ever so slowly closer to the grave.
Yeah.
And
how do you feel about that?
I only got another year left in me.
Yeah. So then it's all over.
So you guys better lap this up while it's still coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel good about that.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't either. Because my birthday month is right after yours, Kyle.
I think I'm slowly coming to terms with it.
Yeah.
Because like for a long time, just the idea of being 30 just sounded abysmal to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know rationally, there's no reason. Nothing changes at 30.
Yeah.
But like, I remember when my parents were in their 20s and they seemed old to me then. But like 30, oh, Jesus, that's adulthood. Like you can't help it.
Yeah.
Like once you hit 30, you have to have a mortgage, even if you don't have a house.
Yeah.
They just give you one. You know, it's just it's just terrible.
And a nice car, yeah.
No, not really. You don't have to have a nice car. You just have to be boring.
Well, by nice, I meant running. You know?
Well, no, you don't. No, I mean, like, your life can be absolute shit. Most adults' lives are.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have a functioning car. You can have a terrible, terrible life. But you still got to be boring and horrible.
Yeah. Like,
it's no longer you against your terrible life. Now it's like, I've accepted my terrible life.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be terrible for the rest of it. I'm going to be terrible right along with it. It's like going from laughing at someone to laughing with someone. Only it's not as much fun.
Yeah. My big fear is like you're in your 20s. It's almost like you can fuck around, get wasted, do stupid shit like you were a kid. And it's still okay. But once you hit 30, like you're supposed to be this thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you are a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Like if you dress a certain way, like black t-shirt, jeans with holes in them, you know? What are you? How old are you? 30? What the fuck? You think you're like 20 something? Jesus.
I don't think that actually matters as much anymore because I think like all the adults now are people our age roughly. And like a lot of them don't want to be the, you know, khakis and, business attire guys.
Yeah.
So I don't think any of that matters as much anymore. In fact, I read an article like a couple years ago about how basically about how those kinds of attitudes were shifting and how there were all these like 40-year-olds who dress like rock stars and stuff. And so I don't think that's as big a deal anymore. I think a lot of it's in my head. I don't think any of it is really a big deal. And I think I'm slowly starting to come to terms with it. And in a way, I'm almost looking forward to it now. Like before, I was dreading the whole idea of turning 30. But now, like I'm starting to... I've talked about this before, like a few years ago, I was living with my girlfriend and the way the situation was, we were living in this little house on her parents' property and we were paying utilities, but we weren't paying any rent. And I had just gotten the job that I work at now, which was the highest paying job I'd ever had. I had money and stuff. Things were going good. And I got a car. I got a new cell phone at the time. We just went on a big trip to Japan and then a little trip to England. I'd maxed out a credit card, but all of that was okay because I could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And but then my situation changed because apparently my girlfriend had been contemplating breaking up with me this whole time and was just basically waiting for these trips to be out of the way. And then dumped me and kicked me out, which fair enough. Like you should be able to dump somebody whenever you want. You shouldn't have to stick with them for their sake. But I kind of wish you would have done it before the trips. But anyway, so my financial situation completely changed. I had to get an apartment by myself. I couldn't afford to pay for any of this shit. I lost my cell phone. My credit cards eventually went to collection agencies. I got evicted. And so I have all this debt now that I'm slowly paying off. I'm slowly paying off that car. But I'm starting to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Like I think when I get my tax return this year, I'll be able to finish paying off that car. And that'll be huge because the fact that I had a payment plan, the fact that I bought it with financing or whatever meant that I had to have full coverage insurance, which was also
crazy expensive,
a massive payment. Yeah. And so I'm starting to see the end of that stuff. I'm being garnished right now for my credit card debt, but that'll be over in about a year, I think. So by the time I'm 30, I'll probably actually be in a better situation financially than I've ever been.
It's going to be weird. You're going to have money and you're not like, what are you going to do with it? I'll show up for the show. You'll have a tan and like a new haircut and new clothes. What the fuck?
No, believe me, it's not going to be an issue of what am I going to do with all this money? Because there's plenty of stuff I would be doing with all this money if I had all this money, if it wasn't just disappearing from my paycheck every month. But yeah, so like I'll actually be in a better situation than ever when I'm 30.
Yeah.
So maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe it'll be great.
Won't be bad.
Yeah.
You got a good job. You have a place.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Did you know my birthday is the same as Eminem's birthday?
No, I didn't.
I feel like I did know that at some point and I just forgot, but I don't remember why I noticed it. I think I was reading Eminem's Wikipedia page, which is just, you know, that's what I do. And yeah, we have the same birthday, October 17th.
Wow. So you tell people that?
Oh, yeah. Did you know my birthday is the same as Eminem's? Well, I just told all of you. I just told everyone.
It helps them remember, yeah.
How cool I am because I share an arbitrary
birthday. Oh, remember, attribute. It's the same as Eminem's. Oh, I like that guy.
Right, because they all know Eminem's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so send me money.
Yeah.
Orion, did you hear about Steve Jobs?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How sad is that, huh?
Ooh, how sad is what? What if people haven't heard yet?
Oh, they have to have heard. The entire internet was in love with Steve Jobs. All of a sudden, they woke up one morning and his dick wasn't in their mouth. Like, they had to have noticed. He's dead.
Oh no,
he's dead.
Oh.
Some of these people seem really distraught about the death of Steve Jobs. And it's not like, you know, he deserved to die or anything. So, like, fuck him. But I don't understand why people are so upset. Like, I knew Apple people were dickheads, but
yeah.
I didn't like it's there's a difference between being an Apple person and having a Mac or an iPod and, you know, enjoying certain Apple products. There's a difference. There are Apple people and they are dickheads.
Yeah, they are.
But I didn't know that they were this like magnitude of dickhead. That they're crying and dropping off flowers at his grave. I don't know what they're doing. They're
probably
just like building memorials in their own houses and shit. Like posting crazy sentimental tweets about the world is lost of a visionary.
Yeah,
Steve Jobs was kind of a creep to me. Like he creeped me out. Like I would see him and he reminded me of like a hipster scarecrow. He just looked like if you put a straw hat on top of his head, like one of those kind of pointy ones like a scarecrow would wear, it wouldn't look out of place.
Yeah.
He would look kind of like the scarecrow from Batman. He just looks like it wouldn't surprise me to see somebody lift that scary burlap face mask off and there's Steve Jobs underneath. He also sort of reminded me of he always wore that stupid black turtleneck.
Always.
Like, what a dickhead. Nobody wears those.
Yeah.
Nobody anywhere except for Steve Jobs.
I have so much money. I do.
He kind of reminded me. Do you ever see The Big Lebowski?
No.
No, of course
not.
What an asshole. You've never seen
it. Jesus.
Everybody
okay. has seen it. I know, Kyle.
This is another one. Like Apple people, there are Big Lebowski people.
Yes,
and they're everywhere, and they're horrible.
Yes, they are.
It's
and I haven't even seen the movie, and I hate them.
It's a good movie, but they ruin it by acting like it's like a manual for life or something. Or like, like it's the greatest. Yeah. I saw The Big Lebowski, and my entire life changed. That scene where he's dreaming about flying through the legs of hot chicks with a bowling ball on the end of his hand. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Reflective.
I'll never be the same again. Yeah. But anyway, there are these like German, like artsy criminals or something in that movie. And he kind of reminds me of them.
Oh man.
Like his look, if I had never heard him talk and I just saw a picture of him, like standing up there pointing at an Apple logo on a projector or whatever. Yeah. He looks to me like he should have like the douchiest German accent.
I don't see it. I don't.
And you know what
else? No problem with Steve Jobs.
You know what else he reminded me of? remember that video you posted a long time ago to our Facebook with that Yolanda Be Cool song?
Yes, yes.
It was called, you called it Marionette Anthem, and it's this creepy marionette in black and white dancing to that song.
Yes.
That marionette looks like a Steve Jobs puppet to
me. That's horrible.
That's what
Jesus
it looks
Christ.
Like. I think you can kind of all these ideas kind of combine in my head, and I imagine him doing that marionette dance. Like, but Steve Jobs doing it with strings on his arms and his legs and like a straw hat on. So he's this dancing hipster scarecrow talking in a German accent.
He just looks like a guy, you know, like an older guy with lots of money, you know, dresses down.
He was the worst kind of nerd, though. Like, I was talking to John earlier, and my roommate John, and he was telling me this quote that I guess Steve Jobs said, and I forget what it was word for word, but it was basically that the people, they don't know what they want. I tell them what they want.
That's true in a way, though.
It is, but it's the worst, like, it's the worst thing. And you idiots, you all lap it up. Like, he's right. I have no idea what the fuck I want. Put more gloss on that and less buttons, and I'll fucking buy it for $100 million. Oh,
yes.
Boy.
He created need out of thin air. Like, I don't know what I want. Well, let me make this, and you can download apps, and yeah, I guess I need this. Shit. You know, I can't go anywhere without it. So.
I guess. He's a creep, and he's dead. And he's, good riddance.
Oh, man. I always favored him over Bill Gates, because Bill Gates, I've seen the story, you know, on some shitty TV film.
Oh, what? Like he stole everything from everyone?
Yes.
And then he sat on his pile.
What
of
is
money.
This, Bill? Windows? He's like, yeah, totally stole that from you.
I don't know all the details, but from what I understand,
either.
Didn't Bill Gates basically buy DOS or something? Or no, he bought like some Xerox operating system or something. I don't think he actually stole anything. I think he just bought it and turned it into something people wanted.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like Bill Gates better because he's an honest nerd. You look at him and you're like, that's a fucking nerd. And like, imagine him laughing, nerd laugh. It'd be like, like that's how Bill Gates would laugh. Yeah. He wouldn't laugh like a Nazi. But I imagine Steve Jobs like just sitting around like sipping, I don't know, espresso out of the skull of a baby and like with his legs crossed. And he's got one of those like cigarette holders, you know, those like Cruella de Vil-esque cigarette holders. And he's just sitting there and he's like sitting on the back of a Mexican who's bent over on the floor. And he's like just hanging out with Nazi war criminals and just talking about the public and how naive they are.
I don't
but Bill,
see that.
Bill Gates is like, I gave money to breast cancer or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
like all he does is get rich and then give money to charities. And wear glasses.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he does.
I don't know. But it's, going back to the whole death thing, it didn't affect me. What did affect me was anytime some celebrity dies, people kind of post a status, you know, kind of like they're writing on a wall and on some memorial, you know, out in the street.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Steve, you're my inspiration.
Yeah.
It's never going to read that. It's
well, he's dead. Yeah. So no.
Like, why did they do that? I don't know.
Could you imagine, like, it turns out we're wrong. There's definitely an afterlife. and it is their ghosts wandering around. You can do whatever you want. You can go all over the world and just see what's going on.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you die, you become a ghost, and you just sit and check your Facebook all day. they loved me. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like if I was a ghost, I'd have better things to do, but maybe not. You know, maybe you get bored as a ghost.
Yeah. Well, maybe you have every password out there. You don't have to log in. You just know you can see everything.
Well, you know what? If you were a ghost, I think you'd actually have a really hard time checking your Facebook because you're like wandering around looking at stuff, but like you can't touch anything. So you just sit by your computer from when you were alive and just hope somebody logs in and checks your Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a weird, I know we've talked about ghosts before, but a weird thing about ghosts is like in movies and stuff, it's kind of inconsistent. Sometimes they can interact with the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can like just grab shit and throw it across the room. But in a lot of cases they can't. but they can still walk on the floor.
Yeah.
It's like the floor is the one thing, or furniture. Like I can sit on furniture. I couldn't move it. I couldn't push it or pick it up, but I can sit on it.
Yep.
So like only the bottom half of your body is able to interact with things, I guess. Yeah.
That's silly. I've always thought of that. Like, what was the first thing that came to mind? Like if I had a living room, but I wanted to add like a level up, so you had to walk up like a step to get in it. And they walk on that. But I built that. You connect with that, but you can't fucking type on a computer or grab a pen, you know? What?
Well, maybe
silliness.
If you were an armless guy and you had learned to type with your feet in life, and then you die, and when you come back as a ghost.
That took me a second.
You can type.
That's great.
Because, because your feet are the only thing that can interact with the world.
Yeah.
What if you were a ghost? What if you died and you were a ghost, but it turns out you can't interact with anything, including the floor? So the first thing that happens is you just fall straight to the center of the earth and you like slingshot through, and then you're in orbit, and then you slingshot back through the other direction, and you just spend the rest of eternity
wanting to
slingshotting through the earth.
Fucking kill me
just
again.
Just flying through molten lava and rock, and then back out into space again, and then just back and forth forever.
Man,
that would suck.
Yeah. For eternity, it'd be fun for a while. I don't know.
Nah, I'm
be
not like, sure.
Whee!
I guess.
Oh man, I've never seen the center of the earth.
Do you think if you were a ghost, you would get that like falling sensation?
I don't know.
Because like it's definitely a physical sensation. Like you get this like tingling sort of.
Have you ever had a dream about being a ghost? Because you tend to dream about things where you.
But even if I did, it would be. See, the thing about ghosts is none of it makes sense. Absolutely none of it.
That's the thing, yeah. Like, I've never dreamt of being a ghost.
They're always wearing clothes.
Yep.
Like, how do you decide which outfit a ghost gets? Like, when you first become a ghost and, like, whatever entity is out there going, okay, ghost.
Yep.
How do they decide which outfit? Is it the outfit you died in? Is it the outfit, like, in your head you most identified with at the time? Or whatever? Like, so there's that. That's retarded.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can walk on everything, but you can't actually interact with anything otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel anything, wouldn't that mean you have like organs and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like none of it makes any goddamn sense.
Oh, there's this movie out there called Hereafter with, what's his name? I always do this. He was in the Bourne Identity. Goddamn. What's his name?
Matt Damon.
Fuck. Anyway, have you seen that?
Hereafter.
Hereafter.
Is it? I don't think so. No.
It's, not an old movie. It came out like this year, maybe last year. Anyway, he's a psychic and he used to do readings for people, but he stopped. He couldn't do it anymore. And he can't live a normal life because when he touches people, he kind of like sees shit. And then people go, whoa, what the fuck was that? He can't explain it. Oh, I was seeing shit, you know? Because if he explains it, people ask questions and then they get weirded out. He couldn't find a woman.
So
anyway,
is it kind of like that guy in the Dead Zone? Like when he touches people, he sees shit?
Yeah. Like from the past, not so much the future. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, God, why do people fucking like this concept? Like the afterlife in this movie, they didn't really get into it a whole lot. But you're basically standing around in this other realm and there's other people walking around in like this dead zone, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking about it. If you're like the same as you are now, only in this other realm, there's got to be like you're under the same rules of humanity. Like someone wants to tell you what to do and, I don't know, take charge. And there's like they make rules and there's these laws. I don't know, you know, in the afterlife.
Can ghosts fight each other?
I might not
be able to type on a keyboard, but I can slap the fuck out of another ghost.
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Mm. That would suck. What if you were a ghost and your whole family were ghosts? Like you waited till they all died too. Big ghost, happy family in the afterlife, but you can't ever hug again. No hugs.
Oh no.
If you and I were ghosts, I would want to like experiment, like, all right, Orion, run at me as fast as you can and I'll run at you and then we'll just like run right through each other and it'll tickle and we'll giggle for hours.
What if we combined like liquid, you know, became this
Do you remember
Megazord? Oh God,
don't tell me you haven't seen the second Bill and Ted movie, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yes.
Do you remember Station, that alien thing that would split? Like, it was like two little aliens, and then they'd combine into one big alien.
Yep.
So it'd be like that.
Yeah.
We would combine into one big super podcaster, podcast from beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can do that because recording equipment apparently can pick up ghosts.
Yeah.
Like if you record the silence in a room, like just the room noise, and then you turn it way, 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 way up, you start to hear ghostly voices, which are probably people in their neighboring apartments or whatever.
There's video. There's so much shit about that.
Or maybe radio interference. It could be all kinds of things if it's even legit at all. But
yeah. People buy recorders and they leave them out overnight, or they'll just put them on their table and ask questions, and they'll post this and completely lie to everybody about it. Like they put shit in just for views. I don't know. Like if you're into this shit, like, and you believe there's ghosts or some shit talking to you, why would you put this up and fake it, you know?
Well, how do you know they're faking it?
Because
describe like, what you're talking about, because like, I don't know what you're
like,
saying.
There's a guy, he has a recorder and he puts it down and he asks questions like, do you feel hunger? What do you want? What's your name? And then he doesn't hear anything, but he plugs it into the computer and listens back and he hears answers.
Okay.
And they're in English, you know, like, do you feel hunger? All the time, you know, that kind of shit.
Oh, well, then he probably doesn't believe it. But he thinks...
Oh, possibly.
Maybe... I don't know who you're talking about or whatever, but maybe he's trying to make money, or maybe he just thinks it's interesting to prank people and get people to believe shit.
Possibly.
Like, I can kind of understand the motivation behind a hoax. Because like if you pull off a really good hoax and people believe it, there's some kind of satisfaction there. Like,
that's true, yeah.
Like I just did that and you fucking believed it. Like,
and there's a whole community and multiple websites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's the money angle. Like maybe, you know, I put up these videos, I get a reputation as this guy who can communicate with ghosts, and then you hire me to come to your house and talk to your dead grandma and tell her to stop fucking with the lights or whatever, whatever it is she's doing. Or ask her where the fortune's buried.
All the ghost shows on cable, this always bugged me. Like, you know, the whole ghost thing is insane.
Uh-huh.
But they always play it off like, If you believe in ghosts, therefore Christianity in a way is proven, because
it kind of
bring like these priests in and they say prayers and the thing goes away, you know. So therefore,
that's a warped view of it, though. Like if that's how you're like, well, ghosts are real, so Christianity must be true. I guess I don't know all the nuts and bolts of it.
That's
kind of
how they're playing it, though.
But
isn't that sick?
But that's, like I said, I don't know all the nuts and bolts of how Christianity is supposed to work there. But and there are different versions and stuff. But where are these ghosts? Like, you know, there's heaven, there's hell, there's purgatory, there's limbo.
Yep.
Where are these ghosts?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to these people? Why are they still here? Like, I guess I've heard people say things, you know, like they get lost, you know, they had unfinished business, or they died in such a traumatic way that they didn't know how to get to heaven or whatever, wherever they were supposed to go. They get stuck here. But how does that fit into your faith? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But those ghost shows are terrible.
Yeah, they are. Like,
they're all...
yeah, they are.
They're basically two varieties of them. And most of them are one. One of them is sort of like a... unsolved mystery sort of thing where they just do reenactments and shit. Like people tell stupid ghost stories and then they film little things reenacting it.
Yep.
And the other version is, let's get a bunch of retards together in an abandoned asylum with flashlights and scare them by making stupid noises.
Yeah.
And that's all it is, like for an hour. Just walking around with night vision cameras on, getting spooked. But nothing ever actually happens. Like you might see in the background of the video a can roll across the floor and everybody shits their pants, and then it's commercial time. And then you come back to some stupid girl like just blubbering all over the place in the corner of a room. And that's what it is for an hour.
Yep.
What a terrible idea for a show.
Yeah.
And people eat it up.
They eat it up.
Yeah. I used to fall for that shit when I was a kid. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'd see like there's going to be a special on the Discovery Channel about the Loch Ness Monster. Yep. And I'd go and watch it thinking maybe there was some kind of new discovery.
Yeah.
Like, what an idiot. Of course there is. That, I would have heard about that before the show aired, if that's what it was. If there was
exclusive. Yeah,
no, we finally found him.
Yep.
Yeah. Shit. We
and
got
we're going to show you on Fox.
We're transporting him to SeaWorld right now. Yeah. Duh, what an idiot. I would watch all that Bigfoot shit and UFO shit and Loch Ness Monster shit, and I would always think, like, oh, I was going to learn something new this time.
It's intriguing.
Do you remember that alien autopsy video?
Yeah, I watched that.
How stupid is that? God. Do you remember, like, they... It's so obvious to me now, I've seen it since, that like it's total bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't entirely buy it at the time either, but they definitely presented it as this might be real footage of an alien autopsy. Yeah. And I remember they even like they had interviews with like special effects guys and stuff from the movie industry talking about how I don't know how that could have been faked. Like it was definitely presented as like this might be real footage of an alien autopsy.
Yeah.
How fucking stupid we all must be.
Yeah.
I was a kid at the time, so I cut myself a little bit of slack, but wow. How fucking dumb. Like I talk all the time about how stupid everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking retarded.
Yeah, we are. God damn.
Morons. And it's so obvious. You look at that thing, it's so blatantly obvious what's wrong with it. And then if you can't quite put your finger on why it looks weird, there are plenty of websites now that will tell you exactly what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. All the organs in, like they'd cut it open and then start pulling organs out. Yeah. None of them were attached to anything. They only had to make one incision to open up the belly, and then they're just pulling out sheep livers and whatever is in
muscle.
There. Yeah, nothing. Nothing in there. Yeah.
All good stuff.
We're idiots. So I was doing this Minecraft Let's Play.
Yes.
Yeah. I put that up after the last show, and I recorded it before the last show.
Let's get drunk and craft mines.
Yeah, that's what I called it. The idea, and I thought it was a good idea at the time, was that I would sit down and play Minecraft and get drunk. And I thought, because a lot of times when I get drunk, I get crazy and I get fun, and I thought it would be funny.
Silly.
I say crazy shit. But the thing is, I think it was a pretty bad idea because I was sitting here by myself and I was a little, when I'm sitting here by myself trying to record something, I get weird and nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need to be quiet. Like everybody can hear me.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't bother me when you're here, but like if I try to do it, like if you've ever heard, like when I do a little outro to a show where something went crazy and I record it the next morning, I always sound a little different. Like I sound like this because
sorry about that.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys, because I don't want to talk like this when it's just me. I feel like I'm waking the neighbors or something, which is stupid because usually I do that stuff during normal hours. Yeah. And right now is when the neighbors are probably asleep.
Yeah.
But so that, like I had that kind of feeling while I was doing it because I was by myself and that, and you know, there's nobody to like pal around with and get me into that excited drunk mood. So instead it's a downer is what alcohol is. So that's what it did. It mellowed me out. I like the video, I think, started kind of strong when I was sober. And then like I started to kind of mellow out on the booze.
Yeah.
And I started to feel like I don't know what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was
getting
eating at
more
me.
More nervous.
Like, like it was just killing me that I felt more and more like I was fucking it up until the end. At the end, I was like, the very thing, last thing I say is, I don't know, guys. I think I'm going to take a little break and finish this cigarette.
You could definitely tell you were...
I was bumming by the end of it.
Yeah, because you were like, hey, let's go over and check this shit out. Like, why am I even...
why am I...
What am I doing? What
have
I done?
Why am I still alive?
What am I doing with my life?
Well, I think... So that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's gotten a little bit of response, mostly positive. There was one guy who said something like, I don't know why the fuck I just watched this all the way through.
What an asshole.
Well, I can say this, watching you makes me feel like I'm really good at Minecraft or something like that.
Something like that.
But that was the only negative thing, really.
Yeah.
I think I want to continue it, but I don't want to continue the getting drunk part.
Okay.
So now I don't know what to call it. I was considering calling it Let's Stay Sober and Craft Mines. But that makes it sound like almost like I'm an alcoholic and this is how I, like I'm substituting this for alcohol. Like this'll
That's
keep me
great.
Sane, you know?
Yeah.
Every time I want to drink, I play Minecraft.
Not this time.
Yeah. Sorry, booze.
I want to go to heaven. Yeah.
Right? So I'm not sure.
Damn. I think your big problem, like vodka, I don't know. It's not like an upper or downer drink. I think if you had, this may sound gay, I don't know. But if you had some like Arbor Mist or some wine coolers, you know, fruity, be like, this is delicious. Let's do this, you know?
Well,
it's more fun feel.
Part of the reason I want to drop the alcohol is because of just sustainability of it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to keep buying alcohol and keep getting drunk at least once a week and playing for hours. And I don't think I want to do that.
All right.
So it was really meant to be a one-off thing, and I was just going to play for a few hours and then cut it up into episodes. But like, I got about 40 minutes into it, and I was just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing anymore, guys. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But I think I want to keep doing it. I think I want to do it sober. I have some ideas of what I want to do with it, and I'd like to do it a little more regularly. Like maybe I'll record once a week, but I'll do enough that I can split it into a few episodes or something. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with that. But so if you're at all interested in that sort of thing, I guess I'd like to know like what people would like to see done, you know, because I've seen a lot of these Let's Play videos.
There's
and
a
some,
shit ton.
Some
a
people focus ton. On exploring and battling. Some people focus on building. Some people just play the game. They do all of it.
Some log on to servers and make fun of whoever built what. Yeah. All kinds
I haven't
of shit.
Seen that, but that could potentially be
like, look at this stupid building. Who the fuck built this? Retards? Yeah.
I've logged on to some multiplayer servers. I haven't done a ton of it. But like Reddit has this creative multiplayer server, which is just ass.
Yeah.
Because it's laggy as shit because there's just hundreds of people on
there.
Too
many people.
and it's almost impossible to find a place to build anything. And if you do, it's like out in the woods by yourself. There's nobody there.
Nobody's going to find it. Yeah.
Every time I log in, there are tons of people on and you can see them chatting in the little text chat.
Yep.
But I can't find them. Because it's so big, they've built so much garbage that they're all hanging out somewhere, but I can't figure out where the fuck that is.
Yep.
But anyway, there's some cool stuff built there, but there's also just tons and tons of garbage, like giant SpongeBob SquarePants statues.
Yeah, what
and
the fuck? What a waste of life.
Pixel art, Mega Man pixels and stuff. And I don't know. I saw a building built entirely out of pumpkins, which I guess is kind of funny, sort of.
That's like, that kind of taps into the whole art in general. I don't know. Like, look, hey, no one else has done it, so respect
it. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
They have this giant railway system that travels across basically the whole, basically they built a city.
Yeah.
And they have this railway system. It's kind of like a monorail sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go all over. You throw a minecart down and you can take it all over the city. But it doesn't really work because it's so laggy and glitched that you kind of can't ride it.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, so that's garbage. And I don't really like creative mode anyway.
Yeah.
Creative mode is basically you can have whatever you want, any item. You don't have to find it. You don't have to dig it up. You just put it in your inventory and you can build away with it. And it takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, I think if that's how Minecraft was, because at one point that is how Minecraft was, I think, like in the beginning when it was really, really early on.
Yeah.
I think if that's what Minecraft was, I would have gotten bored with it 15 minutes in.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, oh, I built this thing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm done now. I did play a little multiplayer with our buddy Aileen.
Ooh.
Aileen, who is a boy and not a girl.
Yeah.
just a reminder for Orion. Aileen Twittered me and said, hey, you should start a Minecraft server so we can all play on it. And I said, yeah, I don't, I tried to start one on my computer and I can't get it to work. And even if I did, I don't think it would work very well because it's really not recommended to run the server and play the game on the same computer.
Yeah.
And I can't really afford to like pay a company to host the server for me right now.
Yeah.
And then Aileen got back to me and was like, oh, well, I've got a free server for
Sweet.
A month. Let's play. So Aileen and I played for a little while. We killed a bunch of sheep, picked a bunch of flowers. Well, I was on there by myself for a little while. And I ended up with 3 stacks of yellow flowers.
Wow.
There were so many fucking flowers. And so I threw those at his head. We went to a mountain that looks like, it's like a mountain with an egg resting on top.
Yeah.
There's this big like dirt and stone thing, like a boulder on top that looks like an egg. So I called that Egg Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And we climbed to the top of it and we hollowed the egg out.
Oh,
and
man.
Then Aileen tried to jump off into some water and missed and died.
Nice.
We found an NPC village.
Oh my God.
We ran from skeletons. Aileen was trying to make a water slide and it didn't really work.
It sounds like the most fun ever.
We killed Enderman.
You can have with a person.
And zombies. And then Aileen had to go because he had to go watch Home Alone 2.
What? What?
I don't know. He had to go watch Home Alone 2.
What the fuck?
Lost in New York. So that was fun.
That's cool. That's cool.
Minecraft is getting crazy now. They keep adding things to it, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. It might just be like the shitty part of me that is resistant to change. Because there is that shitty part of me that doesn't like change. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Just don't change my shit.
Or give me the option. Yeah.
I don't want them though to give me the option. Like a lot of people will say that if you read like forum posts and like the Reddit post and stuff about Minecraft, people will be like, there should be more options. Like you should add a mode where this happens and it should be optional. Yeah. And this thing that you're adding to the game should be optional. So they want like this giant page just full of yes, no checkboxes.
God damn. Yeah.
So you can play the game your own way. I don't want them to do that because then it gets too complicated. I just want to play the game the way the game is meant to be played. But they're adding all kinds of, like they're adding potions now where there's like this, I don't know exactly how it works. Like there's this table that's kind of like a workbench, but it's got a book on top of it. And somehow you can use that to do enchantments, which I'm not sure what that means. Like you can enchant a sword, but I don't know what that does exactly yet. Yeah. Cause I haven't tried it. And then there are potions now where you can get like these glass bottles and then there's a cauldron. There's all this like magic shit going on now that I just don't know much about. Now there's this in the strongholds, you know, the big stone castle-y looking underground dungeons that they added. There are these portals that are showing up now that are made out of this weird blue crystal block.
Mm-hmm.
They're non-functional currently, but there are apparently going to be portals to somewhere in a future update. They've added a new item called the Eye of Ender, and I don't even know how you get that. I don't know if you get that from killing Endermen or whatever, but you can use that to repair those weird blue blocks. There's just all this shit is going into the game. He's adding a dragon now.
God damn.
Called an Ender Dragon.
Yeah.
It's
scary enough out there. Why add a dragon, man? It better be friendly.
There's just so much shit going in there right now, and I'm not sure how I feel about
it. It's like...
It's overwhelming.
One of the things that drew me in was about Minecraft. Like, one of the things. I mean, it was cool. And I'm like, ooh, this looks cool, but...
The lack of dragons.
No, the fear. Like, there's actual fear. I get afraid playing this. Like, there's bad guys out there. I want to stay inside and hide.
Well, if that's one of the things that drew you in, then a dragon should be right up your alley.
I don't like being afraid. No more.
Wait,
no
I
more
thought monsters. You just said that's what you liked about it, though. That's
what drew you in. Yeah, it drew me in, but then I got... really scared.
But then it drew you back out.
So I'm like, quit. Like there's rage quits, but mine are like pussy quits.
Fear quits.
Oh God. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a lot at once. Like way too much. Potions and shit. I get it. That's cool. But slow down, man.
I don't know. Jesus. I don't know. I don't know.
It's becoming like you upgrade gradually. You don't turn it into like a completely different game in a way. Like it's like playing Mega Man 1 and then they upgrade and it's Mega Man 10. You know, what the fuck happened?
It's not really that. Well, that was actually a really bad example, what you just said, because Mega Man 10
is more.
They went back to like the 8-bit style.
God damn it.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's not so much that they're adding too much stuff at once. It's like the stuff that they're adding now is really changing the game. And I think that's what makes me nervous about it. Mm-hmm. Like it used to be, you know, about mining and setting up your base and
free-for-all,
making tools and stuff. And it had a certain feel. And now they're adding all this. There are NPC villagers now. There are other people walking around in the world. Currently, they don't do anything, but they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are magic spells. And I don't know. It just seems like it's taking a weird turn.
Yeah.
Almost becoming like an RPG kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. And maybe I'll love it. You know, it'll take me a little bit to get used to it. But I don't know. I guess I would have expected things more like here's a new material type or something.
Even though it's a game and there's zombies, you expect it not to go towards that like Dungeons and Dragons mysticism bullshit, you know?
Yeah,
so
I guess.
So fast.
Like, I don't know.
Potions. What the fuck?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
What's going on with me?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. Oh, man. Well, let me go through my notes here. There's a movie coming out called The Other F Word. Have you seen the trailer?
The Other F Word. No, yeah. I haven't. Is The Other F Word faggot?
No.
Oh.
The Other F Word is father.
Oh.
Fucking, it's a film, like a documentary about all these big punk rock band members, and it follows them in their new lives as fathers. Like they were like,
oh,
they were raised like, fuck the establishment, fuck authority. And now it's like, oh, now I'm an authority figure.
I see.
Oh no, what do I do?
What did they turn into, cartoon gorillas?
Just, what happened to them? So stupid, man.
Mm.
All these people, you know, all these people, I should say, the few that we were friends with are digging it from high school. The few that we were friends with in high school, like we were the punk rock lovers of high school, you know, they're digging it. They're like, oh man, this is so cool. Look at these big names. And I'm like, no, this is fucking retarded. Who gives a shit? Like, ooh, you had all these, I don't know. I guess I just don't ultimately give a fuck, or never did, about the whole punk mentality. It's kind of a joke, in my opinion.
Really? What do you mean by that?
Like the whole fuck authority and everything. Fuck authority, anarchy and all that shit. And they believed in this. And you'd go to the shows and everybody was an asshole. Rightfully so, you know. Anarchy, fuck you, I don't like you, you know. I just didn't get into it. It was a joke to me. Like, you kind of like that podcast you were listening to about those guys that wanted to secede.
The libertarians?
Yes, that wanted to secede from the union. And they think they have it all figured out, just like people that believe in their want anarchy and believe in this shit.
How many punks, though, really were anarchists?
I don't know.
Like, true, yeah. Like, I think a lot of it, like the fuck authority thing, yeah. Like I kind of still say fuck authority. Yeah. Like I really don't like authority figures, and yeah. I really don't like people telling me what to do. And I don't think that's crazy. I think that's pretty sane, actually. Like who wants to be told what to do all the damn time?
It makes sense, but
there
has to be a system for everyone to function, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just fucking float around. Like, who's going to give a shit about you? Nobody. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Well, yeah, but
so good luck, you know?
But the reason people turn to that whole fuck authority mentality is because authority keeps telling them what to do in shitty ways. You know, like, you got to do this. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, you have to. It's not like all these punk rockers are like, but I want to murder. And they're like, well, fuck authority, because they won't let me murder.
Yeah. All
right. You know, they're just like, I got arrested for being drunk in public, or I got arrested for possession of a little bit of marijuana, or I got arrested for skateboarding in a park or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, or I don't know, the school principal was always being a dick because I was late to classes or skipping school or whatever. And like, especially when you're young, like when I was a kid, I really resented the fact that I had to go to school every day. Like it just seemed strange to me. Like what a weird thing. Like I'm born and like before I was ever even around, there was already a rule that said I had to go to school every day.
Mm-hmm.
It is just strange to me. And it is still strange to me. Like the idea that long before you and I existed, there were all these laws in place that were going to dictate how our lives were going to go. And I understand why they're there and why they kind of need to be there. But it is something I still sort of resent on a certain level. You know, like somebody decided a long time ago for me that I wasn't going to be able to drink till I was 21 or whatever. It's just strange.
Yeah. I think my biggest problem with the whole punk thing was the relationship with that and the music. Like if you made money off of music, fuck off, you know? That always bugged me.
Yeah, that was weird.
I'm doing what I love and I'm making tons of money off of it. Fuck, man.
There was a little bit of a weird hippie mentality that sort of creeped into crept into the whole punk thing.
Yeah.
Like early on, I think the whole punk thing didn't really have a lot of organization or a central theme to its movement. It was basically just fuck off.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
basically the idea. Yeah. Just everybody fuck off.
Yeah.
But then as it went on, you know, became this thing, especially when we were listening to a lot of punk rock, a lot of what we listened to was actually by comparison, basically pop punk.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't all Blink-182 level pop punk, but a lot of it was pretty much pop punk.
Yeah. Singing about girls and shit.
And by the time it got to that point, a lot of it was about like this whole weird togetherness mentality and like, you know, Like if somebody falls down in the pit, we all pick them back up because we're a family and we love each other. Even though I'm about to elbow you in the face in 5 seconds, we're all here together. No. Nobody understands us, but we understand each other, you know?
Yeah.
And this weird brotherhood thing.
God, yeah.
And the whole hippie kind of aspect of it, like we all love each other and help each other out stuff. I don't know. I guess it's too positive for me because I didn't really dig the whole weird hippie bullshit. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It tied into that whole like, oh, I had a bad run-in with this one cop. So fuck authority. Fuck all cops. Fuck them. They're pigs. Whereas I was always like, well, fuck that one cop.
Right.
If another cop's a dick, fuck that cop. You know, I'm not like, fuck everybody. This one black guy beat the shit out of me. Fuck blacks. They're all niggas.
Right. Well, I think there's a fundamental difference between saying like one black guy beat me up, so fuck all black people, and saying one cop was an asshole, so fuck cops. Because the idea, there's no idea behind black people. Black people are just black people. Okay. But there's kind of a central idea behind cops. Like cops are there to tell you what to do to make sure you don't do the wrong things. Yeah. And the wrong things are kind of arbitrary sometimes. And because they're in a position of authority, that automatically lends itself to a lot of them being dicks.
Yeah.
And if you are the kind of person who's going to get arrested for something you think is kind of arbitrary, or hassled for something you think is kind of arbitrary, you're probably going to get hassled a fair amount. Your only interactions with cops are going to be negative. Like there's never going to be a time where you're like, oh, that guy's really cool. Because every time you interact with a cop, it's because you're getting arrested for skateboarding or something.
That's true.
And I do think, even though I think there are good cops, I think not liking the idea of cops isn't insane. Because a lot of what they do is just bullshit. Like even the nicest cop in the world does shitty things all day, every day. Like they pull you over for stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't speed. But the reason you shouldn't speed is because it's dangerous. If you're on the highway and there's nobody anywhere and you're doing 10 over the speed limit and you get busted for that, they just busted you because they had to bust somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't endangering anybody doing 10 over the speed limit on the highway, but they had to do something because that's what they do. They have quotas to meet and stuff. And there's lots of things like that. If a cop got desperate enough, needed to fill his quota, he could get you for jaywalking. They almost never do. But if he did, wouldn't you feel like that was kind of an asshole move?
Fuck yeah.
They do shit like that all day, every day, because they have to, even the nice ones. So, you know, it's just obnoxious. Like, I didn't renew my license plate on time, and I got pulled over, and I got like $120-something ticket, something insane.
Damn.
And of course, that's on me because I should have renewed my license plate. But when you think about it, what difference did that make to anyone that I didn't renew my license plate?
Nobody.
Like, I have to pay all this money just to be allowed to drive is kind of crazy, and then I have to pay more money because I didn't do it, and all because there just happened to be this asshole guy out there.
Yeah.
Who just had to do it.
He had to meet the quota.
He wasn't saving anybody anything by doing that.
Yeah.
He didn't help anyone that day. He just fucked me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of understand why people don't like the idea of cops, even if they do acknowledge that some of them are good people and do good things, because they do good things, you know, like fighting crime.
Yeah.
A lot of what they do is not fighting crime, but when some crime fighting needs to be done, who do you think's doing it?
Absolutely.
So
respect.
So I'm not pro or anti cops, but I understand. I understand why someone would be anti cops.
Yeah, but God, what were we talking about? That movie. Yeah, I just wanted to.
The F word.
The other F word.
The other F word.
Yeah.
So, are you going to be in this movie?
No. No way, man.
The other F word too.
No way.
Podcaster edition.
Yeah.
So is it about like their attitudes changing and stuff, you know,
that's what now the that trailer they're a father? Seems to convey.
That happens to a lot of people, you know, like, things were different before I was a dad. Now I finally understand what it's like.
Yeah. And a lot of them are guys I don't like the lead singer Pennywise.
Oh, okay.
Anyone that doesn't know them won't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Or Lars from Rancid.
Yeah.
Hate that guy.
Lars.
What an asshole.
I really liked Rancid. And Lars started a band called Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards, which I also kind of liked. But I went to see him once at Warped Tour or something like that. And I don't remember much about it, but I know he was being a giant asshole.
Yes, he was.
And I know he
That's
is.
What ruined it for me, too.
He just is a giant asshole.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would like hanging out with him or anything.
Like, everybody get in a circle pit. Only if you have, like, the mohawk.
Yeah, he did pull some
everybody
weird shit
else
like that.
Like, beat their ass, knock them down, kick them in the face.
Only those of you wearing the punk rock uniform can get, you know, we're all anti-conformist except for this. Like, we have our own things we have to conform to. And if you didn't conform, stay the fuck out of the pit, dog.
Yeah.
If you didn't cut your hair like a weird interpretation of a Native American, stay the fuck out of, stay the fuck up out my circle pit.
Yep.
Yeah, what an idiot.
And then, like, I don't know, a buddy of his died or something, and he was talking about heaven and shit and pray for him, and that was like,
yeah,
man.
Rancid, like I said, I really liked Rancid, and I even liked, just music wise, I even liked that Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards, but those guys are all kind of idiots.
Yeah.
Like Tim Armstrong has a voice that is so peculiar, I could imagine people hating it, but I really like it.
Yeah.
He's the lead singer of Rancid, but him as a man, he's just a bizarre just kind of an idiot. He's kind of a dope. Have you ever seen an interview with him? He's kind of a moron.
Is he? I believe it.
And he's sort
probably
of
dropped out of high school.
A weird bit of a hippie too. Like he has some weird pseudo-Christian leanings. Like he'll talk about God and stuff. But like it's so vague. It's like he just kind of doesn't really know. Like, I think they're probably, I don't know. Somebody said something about God one time.
And I like the way it sounded.
And I'm pretty dumb and I like to say things that sound kind of poetic but don't mean anything. Yeah. So here's something about Jesus.
So unfortunate.
And they have all these songs about like being broken on the streets and stuff. And they're like mega stars of punk rock at this point.
Yeah.
And Tim Armstrong did some stuff with the guys from Good Charlotte at one point, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That goes against everything.
It doesn't necessarily. I mean, it's all music, whatever, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
It's like Tim Armstrong and I don't know, the guys from Blink 182 teaming up. Like, I listened to both, but they really didn't mix. But if they had, it would have been weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I demand an explanation when that shit happens, you know? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're backstage. We had a really deep conversation. Well, tell us about it. No, it's cool. We're just going to put out a CD.
It's almost worse than that, because Good Charlotte were kind of like the Backstreet Boys of punk rock.
Yeah.
Like they were punk rock in image only. And they were even weirdly poppier than Blink 182.
Yeah.
So, it was almost more like Justin Timberlake and Rancid doing something together or some, I don't know. Yeah. Or not even Justin Timberlake because he's too cool. More like
he's too cool, yeah.
J.C. Chazet or Shav, whatever that guy's name was. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was from NSYNC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like him and Rancid pairing up. I don't know. Do you want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you like podcasts? Do you like meat? Here's what you do. You pick up your phone, you dial 61-MEAT-5581. Yes, 61-MEAT-5581. You leave a voicemail. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. I don't care where you live. I don't give a shit about you. Call 61-MEAT-5581. Leave a voicemail. It'll make you a better person.
Yeah. Jesus.
I had to recalibrate my voice. That's how I do it. Yeah, every day when I wake up, I have to do that. I have a little tuner kind of thing, like one of those little guitar tuner things that you hold up to the guitar to make it tune to the right notes. I have something kind of like that for my voice, and I have to do that until I don't sound like
an asshole.
like a zombie robot.
Otherwise, what would happen? Oh, hi, I'm sorry I'm late for work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
That's no good.
I would sound like a drunk Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have to do that. Anyway, one thing I wanted to talk about really quick was Whiskey Thursday again. Yeah. We talked about them last week. That was, it's another podcast, and the main guy, John Paul, sent me a message before the last show. Trying to get me to listen to his show, and I did, and we talked about it last week. I said it wasn't, it's not bad, except for this one horrible guy named Ryan.
Ryan.
Who sounds like his face is made out of broken glass and insects. But anyway.
God damn, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
After the last show.
Yes.
John Paul, the host, he listened to our show, and he sent me a big, long email about it.
Yeah.
Which was kind of weird. Like he kind
that
of
could only be bad. Yeah,
it wasn't bad. It was kind of weird though. Like he addressed some of the points I brought up on the show.
All right.
Yeah. And stuff. And he seemed to take it, like the things I said on the last show were basically, it's not bad. It's okay. And then I mentioned a couple little really nitpicky things that I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
And I spent the rest of the time talking about this guy, Ryan, and how terrible he was. And but then I got this big long email response that sounded like he took the whole thing as like constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little conflicted on, because on the one hand, I feel like it's weird for people to take anything I say seriously, as if it's any kind of on any sort of level of authority or anything like that. For somebody to listen to me say something and be like, he's got a point.
Well, you're a little more well spoken than most, so yeah, they'll kind of listen to you and be like, yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
I don't know.
That.
On the other hand, I wish everybody in life would listen to me and do whatever I say. So, you know, it's kind of good in that regard. But yeah, he seemed to take it kind of fairly seriously, and like he addressed some of the points I brought up and stuff. And like I mentioned the intro, and he was like, I'm thinking about changing the intro song based on, you know, what you said.
Spite of you.
And
your comments.
What? And he talked about like, yeah, people are Skyping in and just a lot of stuff. Anyway, it was really long, and it almost came up. Well, he did actually. He said, I apologize for making you feel bad by asking you to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by making you feel weird. I wasn't trying to network or whatever. It was strangely apologetic, considering like just all the shit talking I was doing. It's just strange. I would have expected like, you know, like, whatever, thanks for talking about the show, or like, fuck you, or whatever. It was strangely apologetic and almost submissive, which I don't know. I'm not saying that to be insulting. I just was surprised by the response.
Yeah.
And then I responded to that, and I was being friendly and stuff. And then he responded and didn't like really respond to anything I said. He was just like, my phone said that the last time I emailed you, I sent it 5 times. I hope that didn't really happen. And that was it. So that was the end of our correspondence.
Damn, nothing from Ryan.
No, nothing from Ryan. Oh, the description of their latest episode at the time.
Yeah.
Because their show is Whiskey Thursdays. I don't know if it comes out on Thursday or is recorded on Thursday, comes out on Fridays. But the last one, not the most recent one, is out now. But the one that came out after our last show was the one that I guess should have come out before our last show.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the description for that one said like something like, if you're coming here from I just had a terrible thought, this is probably not the right episode to listen to first. This episode was bad. And got really annoying in places, which was weird to me because I listened to that episode and I actually thought it was better than the other ones I had listened to. Like, wow. I liked it more. I enjoyed it more than the other ones I had listened to. So I don't know if that means that they're growing on me or if it just was actually a better episode and like he was being too hard on himself saying that this one's bad or whatever. But so, I mean, it's still not my favorite podcast or anything, but I guess I'm leaning more towards, it's a decent show. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Check it out. Listen to it. And then today I got a Twitter message from somebody, let me pull this up, named The Gray Ghost Net on Twitter. His actual name is Sean Ryan. You might remember last week I made a remark about Ryan, but I called him Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who the fuck's Sean? Well, this is why I did that. Because there's a guy on that show on Whiskey Thursday named Sean Ryan.
Oh, shit.
All right. Too confusing.
Confusing.
But anyway, he messaged me today on Twitter and he said, hi, I was one of the Skype guys on Whiskey Thursday. No, the other one. So he's not Ryan. Digging your podcast. I have one too. Cool if you hate it. I haven't checked out his podcast yet, but it seems to be very anime heavy. So I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'll check it out. But oh boy.
Yeah.
But even though he says he's not, he's the other one. He's not Ryan.
Yeah.
He is one of the people that I said have terrible voices.
Oh, no.
I basically said they all do. So you're still one of them.
Oh,
I apologize for your horrible voice. But anyway, so that's where that's at.
All right.
Another thing I wanted to talk about really quick, because I was thinking about all the ghost stuff we were talking about. Mm-hmm. We briefly kind of brought up The Dead Zone, which I know you watch.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you about The Dead Zone guy. Now, when he touches people, he sees like the future or whatever, right?
Like, the future.
Is it every time he touches somebody or is it just random, like some of the time? Or does it have to be intentional, like I want to see the future?
It comes when it's like sporadic. Like sometimes he'll bump into people, nothing will happen.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he'll bump into him and something happens. Yeah.
Because I was wondering.
And you can't predict. Yeah.
Because the last time you were talking about the dead zone, you were talking about like he touched some chick and then he could see them boning.
Yeah.
And then, like, and it was so hot or whatever. And then eventually they did bone, right?
Yeah, they did.
Well, I was wondering how awful it would be if you were boning. But you kept seeing the future because you're like, what if you like kept getting flashes, like one flash after the other because you're pumping in there. Just flash,
like,
flash,
are you
flash.
Into this or what? You're fucking me or not? Come
yeah,
on.
Like every
get
time
with
you,
the program.
Every time you thrust in there, you sort of go comatose for a second because you're seeing the future. And what if the future you're seeing is her disappointment? You know, like you're seeing you ejaculating a little too early and needing to... I need a minute. And like she gets up and she storms out because like you're
not, that's a mood killer. Yeah, yeah.
How horrible. So it's, but it's not like that. It's it's plot convenient. It just happens whenever it should happen.
Which, yeah.
Is there ever any kind of explanation, like even some sort of, you know, bullshit explanation as to why that keeps happening?
There
to
might
him?
Have been, dude. I haven't been watching up until now. I was watching it for a while and then
you're supposed
stopped.
To be the authority on all things
I should
dead
know
zone.
I'm sure by this point it's been explained.
You
I
need
mean,
to
shit.
Be the webmaster of the dead zone Wikipedia.
I know.
I need you to know more about the dead zone.
It's like people criticize the show House, saying it's, you know, the same thing over and over. There's a problem, he fixes it, he's an asshole, next show, uh-huh. Same thing. No, there's a story behind it. Same with the dead zone. Like it's
yeah, but
it's
I don't think
about
anybody's
him bumping people and finding, you know, seeing the future and solving shit.
I don't think anybody's but, asking where House got his superpowers, though.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think because of that repetitiveness, I'm sure they covered that. They had to have by now.
Well, I guess what I was wondering is, like, is this like, oh, he's just a psychic and it requires him to touch people? Or is there some reason that it kind of makes sense in a stupid way that it only happens when it needs to happen? You know, like... Yeah. This is some kind of divine gift, you know, yeah. Like he's...
Oh, fuck. You know what? He... Something happened. He was in a coma, I believe. Fuck. And then he came out of it. Because of this traumatic injury, he got this gift. But when it comes to why it happens and doesn't, sometimes it hasn't
like,
been explained.
It's like ghosts being able to walk on the floor. Yeah, there's no real reason. Yeah. That's just the way
it is.
He
doesn't understand it. We can't comprehend it. I don't know.
Okay. I see. Well, speaking of House is back.
Yeah.
Did you see?
I did.
He's in prison.
That was crazy.
The last season ended basically with him crashing his car.
He's so smart.
Through Cuddy's house.
Yeah.
And now he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And oh boy.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to get out, but the episode ended making it seem like maybe he's not going to.
Yeah.
What if this whole season is House in prison? That'd be interesting. I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Instead of being in the, you know, the hospital, playing off people like doctors, and he's in prison playing off them and manipulating them into doing his bidding, you know?
I have to imagine he's going to get out and he's going to get his job back.
Mm-hmm.
But how bullshit is that going to be?
Yeah.
You know? It won't make any sense. Like,
no.
He's already gotten so many passes just because he's so brilliant that at this point, it's gonna require a huge suspension of disbelief on my part to go, yeah, I guess that makes sense. They'd need him.
Yeah,
he's really brilliant.
He's got a gift.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know where the hell that's going. I know Cuddy, the actress that played Cuddy, is not in the show anymore. Like, last season was her last season. So maybe he's not going back to the hospital. Or maybe they're going to write it that she quit or whatever.
Yeah.
Or transferred.
That's why I'm going to keep watching.
Where she would transfer to.
Because I'm curious.
Yeah. And Dexter's back.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks's son is killing people now.
Oh, I fucking hate that guy.
Really?
As a person, an actor.
As a person?
I'm sure he's...
I hate the very core of his being.
Every interview he's in, I want to strangle him.
I hate everything he stands for. Are you watching a lot of Colin Hanks interviews?
He's always on late night talk shows, man.
Colin Hanks is here again. He hasn't done anything notable in a long time, but he's here again.
He's like... He kind of like bolsters himself as being like... Tom Hanks's son, you know, he kind of like plays it off as like this huge thing. Like it's not just the fact that he's Tom Hanks's son. It's like maybe it's just me.
Okay.
But he plays it off like he acts so much like his dad. This doesn't make any sense. He's a, he's Tom Hanks's son. He's going to act a little bit like his dad.
Uh-huh.
I get it. But I something about it I don't like.
What does he do?
I can't explain it.
What does he do that you consider acting like his dad?
He, his smugness, you know, only Tom Hanks.
You think
can,
Tom Hanks is smug?
Yeah. Smug. He's really? So clever. He's charming, I guess.
You think Tom Hanks is smug?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard that about Tom Hanks. That smug son of a bitch.
You heard it here first, folks. Motherfucker.
Breaking news, everybody. Tom Hanks is smug.
Yeah.
What an asshole. God. Look at him up there with his stupid grin.
Yeah.
Ah, Da Vinci Code.
I'm Tom Hanks. Yeah.
God. Okay. Yeah. All anyway. Right. So you hate Tom Hanks and all of his progeny.
No, he gets away with it. It's his son.
Oh, man. Tom Hanks gets a pass. Like, you're allowed to be smug.
Yeah.
You've
yeah.
earned it.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump was a masterpiece.
He's like an aged wine, you know, whereas his son acts like an aged wine, but he's not.
He's a wine cooler.
Yeah.
I see.
You get it.
Yeah. Not really.
I know.
All right.
God damn it.
So you want to talk about some Facebooks and Twitters then?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, actually, there's not much at all on the Twitter. I already kind of went over it. But on the Facebook, for one thing, John Cassane, my roommate, he says, I swear to you, I really had this dream last night. I ended up at Burning Man, which is a big festival thing for hippies, somehow with my mom, my sister, and my grandmother. It was the first night of the festival. We were outside on these bleachers. All of a sudden, three men down at the bottom took off their clothes, grabbed their erect dicks, and started spinning in circles. One of the guys was holding a baby in his other arm. I'm thinking, oh shit, grandma won't like this. Then I see what I think is someone going down on a guy, but I realize he's going down on a dildo in a bong. Then he put a question mark in parentheses. Then the spinning stops. People cheer. I look over at my grandma and she's bowed her head in prayer. I guess my question is, why did Orion take over my dreams?
Yeah. Oh,
that does
man.
Sound very Orion to me for some reason. Just a bunch of guys just not giving a fuck. Naked dicks everywhere.
Jesus.
Holding the baby. Just...
I don't know.
This
I
is
take
like,
no responsibility.
This is like John's dead zone powers.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to touch you. He just dreams about your future.
This could happen. Yeah.
This is you in like 3 months. Somehow this is going to come to God pass. Orion's going to be at some festival, naked, baby, in arm,
you
spinning
know,
around, dicks everywhere.
You know what I find dangerous?
What's that? dicks?
The last... gathering I had like we when I went out to the bar with Aldi and I had like a beer and drank water the whole night. I can get as silly as I want around drunk people.
Okay.
And like there's no limit. I always thought it was, you know, only enabled by alcohol. Like, let's get naked. But no, I don't need alcohol. Like if enough people are around that I know won't judge me or talk shit if they're drunk, I will gladly take it to any limit I can imagine.
Wow.
So this could happen. Yeah, John might be foreseeing the future. Yes.
So
in a way, not at that festival.
It's if you know they won't judge you.
Yeah, like be like,
that time,
what are you, gay?
That time we were at a friend's house, and you guys both got naked in the rain and like wrestled.
Mm-hmm.
I was judging you the whole time.
Yeah.
Hardcore. But you did it anyway.
Yeah. God damn it.
All right. So other Twitter stuff. Gavin says, I finished uni and moved house. That's a very British phrase that he said.
Yeah.
I finished uni and moved house.
So he finished school and he moved out.
Yeah, and he moved. He says, also just accepted a shit job with no chance of growth or reward. Long, tiring, shitty days, but good pay. What do I do now? I think that's the question everybody asks themselves when they finish uni. I think that's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. What do I do now?
Well, prepare yourself for depression because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're there. You're living the life.
Whether you finish school or not, at that point in life... You feel like you should be in a certain position, you know, you should have this, but you don't know how to get there.
I was talking to John today about how I'm glad I never went to college, really. I mean, I sort of did. I took some community college courses, but because if I had gone to college the way people go to college, the way you're supposed to go to college, the way everybody tells you to go to college, mm-hmm. I would have ended up taking out a bunch of student loans and I'd be in a huge amount of debt. And even if I graduated and got some kind of degree, it probably would have been some bullshit degree. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have guaranteed me a job. I'd basically be where I am now, most likely, mm-hmm. but with a huge amount of student loan debt. I don't know what Gavin's degree is in, so I don't know if it's going to help him out. But
I bet it's something. I hope it's not some bullshit degree.
I hope it's not art.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or English.
Yeah, like, English, literature.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I hope it's like accounting or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I think this happens to lots and lots of people because mm-hmm. now, at this point, college or university is basically high school too. Like everybody yeah. goes. So it's not special anymore. Mm-hmm. It used to be if you had a college education, you were like the cream of the crop. Now it's everybody.
Yep.
And so it's gotten to the point where everybody graduates and has no idea what to do. And I can't really help you there.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
All you can do is put out your resume or whatever the fuck you got and hope for the best.
Yeah.
But do not beat yourself up if you don't get a great job because so many people are in that boat. You know, they have degrees, they work shit jobs, and they're just scraping by like the rest of us. Deal with it.
I guess don't beat yourself up, but yeah. I don't know if that's what he's doing. If
it comes to that.
Well, I guess I don't know what you mean by don't beat yourself up. Like, oh, I'm such an idiot. Well, I have a shit job.
Well,
like,
I fucking graduated. Where's my awesome life, you know?
Well, I don't think that's beating yourself up. I think that's being disappointed and annoyed because yeah. the system doesn't work the way you've been led to believe.
I think what I meant beating yourself up, like it's, you're like, you know, I graduated. I want this great job, but I have to get there. And how do I do that? So then you beat yourself up in the, like, go out. What the fuck am I saying? Like, when you don't feel motivated enough, you get depressed. Like, God, I'm a piece of shit. I can't get out there and put some fucking resumes out. I don't know. Moving on.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being... okay, let me reformulate my thoughts here. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with being disappointed or annoyed at the fact that you don't know what the fuck to do now and at the fact that you have a shitty job. Like, I think it's weird when people say stuff like what you were just saying, which is like, you said, don't beat yourself up, but basically just don't be negative or don't be worried about it.
It's so easy to get depressed. I don't know. Maybe I'm
reflecting on my own. Well, sure it is, but it's not voluntary. If it was voluntary, nobody'd ever be depressed.
Yeah,
if you could just say, well, you know, it's not worth worrying about. I'm just going to be happy. Yeah. Then everybody'd be happy. I mean, it's such a stupid thing to say to a person. Like, don't let it upset you. Oh, that's what I have to do? Yeah. Oh, don't let it upset. Oh, Jesus. This whole time I thought it was let it upset you.
Well, you can kind of dwell in that, you know?
What are you supposed... Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, if something upsets you...
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Like, how do you not...
It...
Like, oh, my job sucks. Well, don't. What do you mean? What do you mean, don't? Like, how am I supposed to... Oh, my job is so terrible. I wish I didn't have to do this job. Like, you could say, well, do this and this and this, and you'll get a better job. Like, that's constructive, at least. But to just say, don't fret it. Don't fret. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let it bother you. It's just empty, empty bullshit advice. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So let it bother you. Get pissed off and complain about it. That's...
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
I'd tell you to start a podcast, but he already has one. But that's what you do.
Yeah.
And then Robert G. Hines says, I really don't get on Facebook enough to comment on these. Steve Jobs died. We covered that. I just finished a book that they are making into a movie called The Hunger Games. It was pretty crazy. Kids pitted against kids in a last one survives, wins fame and glory deathmatch situation. He didn't write that wrong. It's just a weird sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last one survives, wins fame and glory, deathmatch situation. Can you imagine a world like that? What would your ideal world be? I think that's a funny pairing of questions. Can you imagine a world like that? What would your ideal world be? As if this is someone's ideal world. Kids just fighting horrible. To the death for fame and glory. I've heard of The Hunger Games. I had no idea what it was about. It's apparently kind of popular right now.
Help me out here. I have no idea.
What do you mean, help you out?
What, The Hunger Games. What is that?
I just told you.
Tell me again.
That's exactly what his Facebook post was about.
Yeah, but I still don't get it. Like,
kids pitted against kids in a last one survives, wins, fame and glory deathmatch situation.
Okay.
That's as much as I know about it. Okay. As I just said. Okay. I've heard of it before. I don't know anything about it except what he just said.
Okay.
Can you imagine a world like that?
I have no idea. No, I can't answer that. I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea.
Okay, now you're just being weird. What do you mean you have no idea?
Now it's going to get bad. The show's going to get bad because I have no idea what he's talking about, so I can't comment on it.
Do you not understand the sentence?
I don't understand it yet.
Okay, kids are fighting kids.
All right.
The Hunger Games. Apparently, it's a game, and there's kids fighting kids, and the last one to survive wins fame and glory. It's like a deathmatch battle thing, but they actually battle to the death. It's kind of like a reality show, I guess, where kids have to fight each other. Have you ever heard of or seen The Running Man?
Yeah.
With Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Well, it's based on a book, and the book was actually way better. But
yeah.
The idea is like he's participating in this game show on TV where people actually die. Kind of like that.
Okay. Can I see this? What was the question?
Can you imagine a world like that?
Can I imagine it?
This
yes, I can imagine it.
This is such an easy question. It's so silly.
Yes, I can imagine it. Yes. There it is in my head. Imagined.
Okay. I can't imagine that ever happening in real life unless it happened in like a crazy third world country. Like the Running Man is sort of like a speculative fiction about a future world in which poverty is at such an all-time high and corruption and everything where they get to this point where I think the guy who participates in the game, the guy who is essentially the book version of Schwarzenegger, he's participating because he was so poor. I forget if he was going to go to jail or what, and this was the alternative.
Yeah.
But he's so poor that if he wins the game, like he'll be okay.
Yeah.
But it's actually worth it to him to risk his life because otherwise, I don't know, the world is so terrible. But I can't imagine it ever getting that way. Like I was listening to somebody, I think it was Penn Jillette recently, talking about how, you know, people like to talk about how the world is going to shit. And in some ways, some small ways, it kind of is. But if you look at it as a whole, like our lives and our society has only gotten better over time. Like everybody, every generation wants to talk about how the world is going to shit. But everything keeps getting better. People are living longer. We're curing more diseases. The definition of poverty, it has been raised, you know, and not just due to inflation. Everything keeps getting better, but everybody wants to say it's getting worse. So people do things like write stories about how the future is going to be so bleak that people are risking their lives in game shows just to stay afloat. And I don't think the world is that bleak. The future is that bleak. But what would your ideal world be? Is a completely different question.
Yeah.
I guess my ideal world would be
communism. Yeah.
Communism. No, I would hate communism. I know you were joking, but yeah. Even like fully functional, like properly run communism, where everybody shares resources and everybody does just what they're capable of doing, you know, I would hate it. It would be so gray. Everything would be so just bleak and the same across the board.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, a long time ago, I talked about this. He emailed me about this movie called Zeitgeist, I think. And the end of it is all about this this kind of, I think he called it a resource-based economy where like everything would basically be done automatically. Like we'd have robots to do everything.
And yeah.
Nobody'd have to actually have a job. There'd be no money. We would have a resource-based economy.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just go to the store, and if you needed a new laptop, there'd just be laptops. And you could go get a laptop, and you wouldn't have to pay for it because there's enough to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? And I guess my ideal world would be like that. Everybody just does what they want to do, and there's no scarcity, and so there's no need for money because nothing has value in that sense. But I can't see that happening either.
That'd have to be a very honest world.
Yeah. Well, it would take like some kind of horrible dictator to take over the world and force everybody to do it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. There's so many just embedded systems and things that would
and not everybody agrees abolished. With. Yeah.
Right. And like there's no way to prove that it would even work. Like you could, even if you could could convince a bunch of people to go along with it. There's no way you could ever convince everybody because they're like, I'm doing all right right now. I don't want to risk it on this weird hippie bullshit. And in the meantime, like to get to there, like, okay, in the future, none of us are going to need to have these horrible menial factory work jobs because we'll have robots doing them all. All that stuff will be taken care of. It'll all be automated. I don't need robots taking my job because it's not like it's going to happen. Like you flip a switch and all of a sudden it's taken care of. It'd have to be like, okay, we get robots doing this job. So now that's taken care of. Like the robots build all the cars and all these auto workers are going to be pissed and all these families of auto workers and just people who hate the idea of Americans losing jobs. Mm-hmm. And it'd just be crazy.
Yeah.
But that would be my ideal world, I guess, where you can just walk in and grab a laptop.
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know. I don't want to get too far out into fantasy land, but...
Well, we're talking about ideal worlds. I mean, that's fantasy land. In my ideal world, we would all be unicorns.
Yeah. But if we could just... I don't think it's possible because it's kind of a... I don't know. If we could just get rid of all the ghetto people and give me... I think we'd... it'd be a great place to prosper and live, you know?
So genocide. Your ideal world would be one in which we murder all ghetto people.
But then, see, I can't say that because then they'd be like, well, what do you mean ghetto? You know, just because they live in a ghetto, does that make them a bad person?
Black.
Should we get rid of all bad people? What's a bad person? What, you know, where's the line?
Black. You mean black people?
Yeah, basically.
My ideal world would be a white world.
No.
Even in California, it's beginning to look like a white Christmas.
Joking.
Yeah, and that's everything on the Facebook.
All right.
Man, you really shat all over that Hunger Games thing.
Sorry.
I did not understand what was going on with you right there.
What the fuck is this? And then it's like, I don't know. Because if I'm ever put on the spot and like 2 seconds prior to that, I have no idea what I'm going to say. Yeah. Bad news follows.
Yeah. You shut down.
Yeah, basically.
Sometimes we're talking about something and you just look at me and I don't know what to do then. Cause like, and you'll say things like moving along.
Yeah.
There's nothing to move along to. What are you talking about? You're not moving along. You're like, you'll say moving along and then look at me like I'm going to move it along to what?
No. Yeah, I know. I should be more specific. What I mean is like, let's stop. Let me stop talking right now. Kyle, take it away.
I know, but you can't do that. Like, you can't just be like, and now you talk.
Yeah. I guess
something I was reading about today, I've talked a lot about breastfeeding and these damn breastfeeding mothers. And we talked once about how they're kind of perverts. Like they want their breasts sucked on all the time.
And as long as possible.
Like maybe that's why, you know, why they're so defensive of their right to breastfeed in public and stuff. Like I'm a pervert and I get off on it. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out there might be a little something to that because apparently there's a certain percentage. It's never listed what the percentage is, but there's a certain portion of women who have orgasms while breastfeeding.
Oh my God.
And now it starts to make sense to me. Like, okay, I get it. You get your tits sucked on by this baby and you're just coming all day. Now I understand.
Oh God. That is disgusting.
And there's this, I was reading about it on this this blog, this website called momlogic.com.
Yeah.
And if you want an idea of what this website is like, there's this whole article about this. It's called Women Who Orgasm During Breastfeeding. You don't have to feel ashamed. It's perfectly natural. An expert tells us why. And the expert never does actually tell you why.
Nice.
They just say, oh, it happens to some people. And maybe it was nature's way of making sure we breastfeed.
Oh, man.
Which is silly.
No.
Anyway, the blog, if you go to the front page and look through all the articles on the front page, every single one is about a celebrity. I guess four moms. Every single blog entry is about celebrities. Yeah, so it's really
not a shit to say.
It's really a celebrity gossip blog, which is what these fucking dumb moms are into.
Oh yeah,
like that's all they do. Mm-hmm. They breastfeed. They come all over their baby, and they read about celebrities.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. You got to fight for your right to be a fucking idiot. And that's all. I guess that's all I have to say about that. They're pervs.
Yeah, that makes sense now. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Let's not do this again.
Orion talks.
No, oh God.
Go, Orion.
Oh, you want me to talk?
I'm crossing my arms. I'm leaning back.
Oh, Jesus. You asked for it. All right. I'm going to bring this up. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up. It's dumb. And I'm going to put you to work. All right. How's that sound? All right. You know how the other week I had that fantasy of how I'd get you to quit smoking?
Yes.
All right. Well,
Top Gun style on a boat.
Yes. Well, I've had other ideas.
Really should have been a plane if we're doing the Top Gun theme, but.
But have you seen Top Gun? That was the coolest scene when he just threw the dog tags off the boat.
I've seen Top Gun. It's been a really long time because Top Gun was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I have a new thing to get you to quit smoking.
Okay.
If you could bring up the song Your Love by The Outfield, I'm going to describe the scene and how it goes down to the song. It's got to be to the song, otherwise it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't fit. All right. So you're riding through a neighborhood on a bicycle, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're trading your cigarettes to kids for ice cream cones.
Okay.
Because you like ice cream, right? So then, hey, that's a step in the right direction.
Why do all these kids have ice cream cones, and why do they all want cigarettes?
I don't know. Because they're...
How old are these kids?
Pretty young. Eight years old.
Eight, okay.
Yeah. And you're like, hey, you want some cigarettes? I don't want to smoke these. I need to quit. And they're like, okay. Well, give me that ice cream cone. Okay, fair trade. And you grab it, and you're riding your bicycle through the town. All well, badass
I
and whatnot.
I can't... Well, first of all, I don't think I'd be sipping on an ice cream cone.
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah.
But... I don't think it's a good idea for me to say I don't want these cigarettes, because if I'm trying to trick little kids into smoking, what gets kids to smoke? It's got to be desirable. It's got to be, oh, you look so cool when you smoke. I don't want to be like, ah, oh, I don't want these cigarettes. I got to be like, hey, little kid, I could really go for an ice cream. I don't want to part with these cigarettes because they give me my coolness powers.
They're not that smart.
But I'll, you know, I'm willing because I could really go for an ice cream right now.
Kids are always like, man, I see those adults doing it. It must be cool. But I'm too young to try, you know. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I'll take those cigarettes.
And I'm riding a bike?
Yeah.
I haven't ridden a bike in like 10 years.
A bicycle with a banana seat, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. To the song as well. God, what else did I have? You're in a small town and you're riding a bicycle again.
Uh-huh.
And there's all these local business owners just outside sweeping the sidewalk, and you're just riding your bicycle with a leather jacket on and sunglasses, flipping them off for no reason.
Uh-huh.
Because you're a badass. And they hate you so much, and it's a small town given. They hate you so much, nobody in town, because they're talking, will sell you cigarettes.
Okay.
So
do I have to move to this small town?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So I'm picking up and moving.
All right, stop the song. Stop the
song.
Yeah, it's just these little, like, this isn't like a solution, I'm sorry. It's just little things that come to my head, like this, if I don't know.
I imagine when that song came on and you were talking about me riding a bike, for some reason I imagined myself delivering newspapers.
No.
Just riding through a neighborhood and throwing newspapers at houses. No. Do kids still do that? I know there are like paper people with paper routes, but around here, every time I've seen somebody delivering newspapers, they're in a minivan.
Yes, that's
true. I've never seen a paper boy ever.
That's so sad. Yeah.
It's like they're always like housewives.
You know it's, yeah.
Who don't have real jobs, but they get a paper route.
Yep.
I've never seen a kid delivering
with a little
newspapers.
Yellow light on their fucking van, yeah.
They're taking our jobs.
Yep. Those kids, man.
Housewives are taking our jobs.
How are they going to pay for comic books? It's going downhill.
Oh, I just pulled up an ad on YouTube. Sure. Okay. So.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I had, Kyle.
Okay. Well, that was very good.
I had one more thing, but it's really mean, and I don't want to bring it up. It involves our listener, Pishu.
Oh.
I'm going to hold back on
that. Oh, you can't do that.
Yes, I am.
You can't say.
Nothing you can say will get it out
you
of
you can't say. I have this really mean thing to say about our buddy, Pishu, but I'm not going to say it. You can't do that.
I have to.
What if you do it to this song?
No. It's no, I can't do it. Next week, I got to set it up. I got to be more polite. I got to revise it. Maybe. I'm thinking about it. All right, I'm doing it. All right.
Okay.
Pishu, like, I don't know if he's ever had a girlfriend.
I don't know either.
Has he had a girlfriend?
I think so.
I feel bad for the guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, why? Paul's a funny guy. He's, you know, kind of nerdy in a way, like us all. We like video games and shit, and he likes his own shit. And girls sometimes don't get that.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, I'm like, God, Paul, why can't Paul do it? Why can't it? These fucking bitches. But every time I see Tim Allen,
uh-huh,
he looks like Paul in a way, grown up. If Tim really? Allen can do it, if he can get laid, Paul can. So there's hope, right? There's hope.
Yeah, I guess.
that was all.
I'm not sure if that, like, I'm not sure which part of that is the most insulting, that you... that you assume that Paul has never had a girlfriend.
I know, it's so bad. That I don't know.
That you assume that he's actively trying and it's not working. or that you are reminded of him when you see Tim Allen. I'm not sure what is like the... That is the perfect storm of insult. That is fantastic.
No.
What about Tim Allen reminds you of Paul?
I don't know.
Because nothing about Tim Allen reminds me of Paul. He's all about, you know, tools and he does those commercials for Michigan. I don't know if you've ever seen I don't know if Pure they're TV Michigan. Or not, yeah. But I've heard him on the radio.
Yeah.
Pure Michigan, because I guess he's from here somewhere. I think Home Improvement took place in Detroit.
Yeah, it's just he's a goofy guy, you know, and
he's an alcoholic like Paul.
Oh, no.
And they both grunt all the time.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm done, Kyle. I'm done.
Sorry,
I'm
so made him
done.
Do that, Paul.
I'm so done.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Paul.
This has been the best episode. You know, if you're coming here from Whiskey Thursday, this probably isn't the best episode to start with.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, boy. All right. I guess that's it then.
Yeah, that should do it.
As usual, you can email. Oh, no, wait. I forgot something.
What's that?
This is going to be the gayest thing I've ever done
Let's
on this
do it.
Show. I have a friend. We have a friend named Sammy. She's a girl. Her name is Sammy Hernandez. And I said to her on Facebook that I would do this. So I'm going to do it. Sammy is a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
And she's participating in this thing called Spread the Love. And I don't know all the details. I don't know exactly what it is. It's some kind of contest where she has to like blog and stuff. And they have to like her personality. And she gets picked. If she gets picked, she gets to be a part of this crew that travels around the country and like goes to different salons and like helps them out, and they do video blogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression it's sort of like a reality show, but it's not a show.
Yeah.
And
you get picked based on how many friends like vote you up.
No, but I mean, that's part of it. It's like, they're like looking at you as a person, and like the way they do that is look at like your Facebook
mm-hmm.
page and stuff. So yeah, having a lot of friends is a part of it, but it's not like, oh, I have the most Facebook friends. Okay. So I get picked. But, I don't know all the details, but I know it's a big deal for somebody who's a hairstylist. Mm. And she's my buddy. And while I do not give any shits about hairstyling, I do like my buddy. And I was thinking about it. And like, I wish people cared more about us doing the podcast. You know, like even mm-hmm. if you don't care about the podcast, like I wish people would see like, oh, Kyle and Orion, they're my buddies. I don't actually care about the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it'd be a nice thing for them if I tried to help them promote it or whatever.
Yeah.
So in the same vein, it makes sense to me to say this is important to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I don't know a ton about it, I should do what I can to try and help. So I told her I would tell you guys about this thing. And the only way you can really help is to go to her Facebook fan page and click like. And I know some of you are thinking, oh,
yeah,
why would I do that? Well, why wouldn't you do that? Like, what a lazy asshole. Like, seriously, you poke around on Facebook all day. We both know you do. And you don't do anything.
You refresh the newsfeed over and over.
Yeah, you look at all this. You get mad at all the pictures of babies. And you just refresh the newsfeed. You wait for somebody to say something clever. And then you get mad at that because it wasn't actually that clever. And that's all you do is you just sit and you poke around on Facebook. It takes 2 seconds. It doesn't hurt you in any way. It only helps my buddy Sammy. And the only downside I can think of at all would be I'm not interested and it keeps showing up in my newsfeed. And you can set it to not show up in your newsfeed if it's really a big problem for you.
Yeah.
So I didn't sell this very well. But... If I'm going to post a link in the forum, to her little Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/Sammy Hernandez, which is spelled SammyHernandez. So I'm going to post a link to that. And if you could do me a favor and go there and like her page, I would appreciate it.
All right.
I never do stuff like that. I never try to help people out with that kind of stuff. And I feel like I probably should. So,
oh, man, that is gay, it's the nice but it makes
thing.
Sense.
It's the nice thing to do.
It's a nice thing. That's and very nice.
When I brought it up, you just went, ugh.
Sorry.
So, just, like, I can't win here, man. Doing? I can't win. Most of the time, I'm a dick, and and people don't like that. And then I try to be nice, and people don't like that. What am I supposed to do?
There's some little area in between.
Just neutral.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I don't care. About any, nihilism, I think. Just not, nothing matters. Yeah. That's what everybody wants from
me. I'm just kidding. That's a very nice thing to do. So yeah, don't just do it for Kyle, because what if they don't like you, Kyle? What if they just like me? Do it for me too.
They don't like me. Nobody likes me.
Oh, Kyle. Cheer up. Let's end this together.
Oh, that's right. All you got to do is just tell yourself to cheer up. I forgot that that's the way things work. Nobody likes me. Don't. Fair enough. Happy days are here again. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can check out the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/chitchat and Twitter.com/chitchat. There's the voicemail line, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can donate for my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Birthday month.
Birthday month.
Yeah.
Birthday month.
No rush.
Everybody loves my birthday month.
It's all month.
And I'll get back to you on that t-shirt thing.
Yeah.
That I mentioned last week.
People seem to be interested.
One person seemed to be interested.
God damn it, Kyle. No, you're not supposed to do that. Every time there's one person, you got to mention it. We got to sound popular.
Oh, everybody's excited.
Everybody.
Everybody's excited about these, so much so that I'm not sure I should even give it to you. You know, I want to be the Steve Jobs of podcasting related t-shirts. I'm going to tell you what you want, and it's not our t-shirts.
Oh, God.
Do you think it's possible to get a t-shirt in a nice gloss? Just a glossy t-shirt.
Oh, God. We should have Itch Hat turtleneck.
We should have glossy black
button-down
shirts with no buttons.
Oh, God.
They're touch fasten.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Let's end this thing I just expire.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We will.
Check you next week.
Yeah.